קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם איגרת חף.
Preparation passage for the letter out of the writings of Baal HaSulam, letter 20. You're inscribed in depths of my heart all day and all night, and with the burning thirst for your goodness and wholeness. And the Creator knows how many exertions and forces I've invested in your business. And we're certain that, God forbid, they would not be in vain, and the word of the Lord shall stand forever. And from this day onwards, we will strengthen ourselves with the help of the Creator within the Torah and the mitzvot, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load, to raise divinity from dust, and the transgressions should turn into merits, because His glory should fill the land. And with the help of the Creator, I have a strong confidence that our salvation is nearby, and we will merit working the serving the Creator together out of expansion, and the desire of the Lord shall succeed in our hands. In the first part of that passage we just read, he's talking about his investment in the students. So he's talking about his praise and the praise of the students. In spirituality, unlike corporeality, we have to make an effort in order to cleave on to the Creator. In corporeality, the baby is cleaved on to his mother, first within the womb, later on cleaved on to the breast, and he's like a secondary relative to the mother. He makes no effort. He simply feels that this is his whole life, his inclination to simply be, to cling on to his mother. But in spirituality, we have to make that effort, make that action against our ego, both with respect to the teacher, first of all with respect to the group, then the teacher and the Creator, and only in accordance to that we receive, either through what we call the spiritual umbilical cord or the spiritual breast, through the surrounding lights, through the internal lights, and so on. Therefore, when he says that you are inscribed in the depths of my heart all day and all night, that's good. That's an indication that on their behalf there was also a great work in order to reach such a mutual state. And how many exertions and forces have I invested in your business? This is in accordance to how much they have also given him an opportunity to bestow. A baby who doesn't want to eat, you know, what can you do? That's already free choice. The earlier free choice is only annulment, and later also agreeing with the upper one, receiving from him, which is always against one's mind, against one's emotion, feelings. It's a problem. Even annulling oneself is a problem, and receiving everything as chasadim, because the embryo is in what we call mei chesed, waters of chasadim, and one has to receive everything in chasadim through annulment. It's not simple. And beyond that, that's already starting to receive the opposite things of one's mind and heart. Until we see in the greatest sufferings an upper grace, chesed, like Rabbi Akiva during the time that he died. So those things are not simple, and we have to prepare ourselves for that. But the main thing is to want our attitude to change, with respect to what is happening to us, to truly praying, begging, pledging to justify what is happening to us, to accept it, accept with love the actions of the Creator upon us, and to ask for adhesion with the group, with the teacher, with the Creator, that love will cover all crimes, our crimes. That's it. And then through such efforts, this is called as a donkey to the load, as an ox to the burden, as a donkey to the load. We have to constantly elevate. There is none else besides Him. And the key for that is unity, love. This is why it is called Klal Gadol B'Torah, a great rule of the Torah, or a great collective.